Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about the Floyd family. They came from Bill Floyd, who used to own a junkyard. There was a lot of those kids, and we're going to learn about that family and the contributions they made to our community. We'll be joined by Charlie Floyd in just a moment, but first, this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Well, today we're going to talk about a family that's been around for a long time, and they were a pretty big family too. We're going to try to touch as many of them as we possibly can, and that's the Floyd family. Now, if you were to go back in the 50s, we know at least the 50s, and before that, down on East Maple Street, you would have seen Floyd's Junkyard, and it's located about a block off of York going towards East High. And right now there is a building there that I think has got a bar in it around backs where the recycling place used to be. It's across the street from the empty lot in front of the health department. So that kind of gives you an idea where it's at. But it was owned by a fellow named Bill Floyd. And his grandson is here today. Charlie, good morning.
Morning.
We're going to talk a little bit about your family and try to hit as many as possible. Now, your granddad, because you were telling me some stuff before you we went on the air here, he owned this big junkyard. Was that his main business? Did he do anything else, or did he just own that all the time?
That was the main business, but yeah. He had a lot of rental houses on in that area.
Down in that area. Now, we're looking, you brought the coolest picture in, and that's the bad thing about radio, can't show that. But I knew he had a junkyard down there, and I even wondered, did he at one time, I mean, I was wrong about this, did I have in my mind that he had some up behind Heathman's too?
Not to my recollection.
Okay.
That might be back before my time.
Okay. It seemed like we did a show on Heathman's with Billy Sue, and it seems like she mentioned that, and I could be mistaken. But anyway, we know he was on East Maple Street.
Yes.
And that building that he used is actually still standing. Of course, it looks a whole lot different now in the back than it used to. Tell us a little bit about Bill, who he was, who he married, who your grandmother was.
Well, her name was Beatrice Gill from Garrett County.
Okay.
And, I do remember, one of the things that sticks out in my mind is Dad was born in a stripping room down in Garrett County.
Really?
And, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, I was born in a backer patch because they could cut a lot of tobacco.
Right.
And Daddy always joked about it. He said, I was actually born in a stripping room. But they had they'd fixed up a stripping room off a barn, and it was down on the north side of Garrett County.
Yeah.
Next to the river.
And that's where they lived?
And that's where they lived.
So this is your grandparents before...
That was Bill. And
now, was he from there or was he from up here?
He was from Garrett County.
So both of them started in Garrett County.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you know why they finally made it to Jessamine?
Grandfather, Dad Floyd, that's what I always called him, he traveled and sold chickens and eggs and anything to make a quarter. Of course,
yeah.
Quarter back in was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he'd done anything to mm-hmm. sell, you know, mm-hmm. and so he was kind of like a peddler of anything he could sell to or buy and resell or whatever, you know. And so that's kind of where he got started, I guess, into the junk business.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Nicholasville, and he bought that place down there on Maple Street, and just kind of started going from there, you know, started that one little building
right.
there and just started
right.
kind of buying. And I kind of developed into the junk business from then. My wife says it's in our blood, but not mine.
Well, we were looking at that picture, and there's some places around there that I can remember up on the corner, right, going west, it would have been Woody Groves' place. at the corner of York and Maple. Right yes. now, it's a there's an empty parking lot. There's a little building that used to be, for those that remember this, where Leon Goodlett and Charlie Scott, or Henry Scott had his little barbershop for years. But that's the corner we're talking about. And I can remember that building being there, that when Mr. Groh, who used to be mayor of our town, had it. But then if you go on north, you had, I guess, John's Grocery there on the corner, and well, there's a lot of little grocery stores around in that area, wasn't there?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, but mm-hmm. before they started a barbershop there, that used to be where Mr. Groh kept the chickens and stuff when you come to town on Saturday. And
yeah.
And he had his chickens and whatever, ducks or whatever in there,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a building that he kept separate from his other stuff that I can't remember if he sold feed in there or not.
Yeah.
I'm probably pretty sure he did. But yeah. But I do remember that building because I remember when I was, you know, 11, 12 years old, I went to town every Saturday mm-hmm, morning and worked for my grandfather. Of course, he's not like any other grandfather. You don't do a lot of work, but you still get paid.
Still get paid. That's right.
And anyway, I do remember that because I always liked going up there and looking at all those chickens and stuff in that building, you yeah. know, at that age. And it was kind of neat back then. You know, you remember back things like that.
Now, when your granddaddy Floyd passed away, you were a pretty young boy.
I was 16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
He and your grandmother get together, and they finally make it to Jessamine County. Now, they start having family.
Yes.
So let's go through those kids and kind of a little bit about them. Now, was your dad the oldest?
Yes.
Okay, so your dad, Chester Floyd, yes. was the oldest child. First, how many children were there?
There was 13.
13.
Yeah.
Man. So did they all make it to adulthood? Because, you know, back then, a lot of times yes. you had kids who they died young and yeah. all. But did they all make it?
Yes.
All right. So here's your chore. Start with your daddy. You know where I'm going, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
Let's start with your dad. Your dad's the oldest, and he's Chester. And Chester, for a lot of people, may remember, especially in his latter years, he served as a magistrate in our Jessamine Fiscal Court for many years out of the 1st District up here. But tell us a little bit about your dad and your mom, too. And,
yeah.
And you guys?
Well, dad and mom, my mother was Geneva mm-hmm. Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Crab Orchard.
Okay.
Her mother run a cream station in Crab Orchard there on the corner. And I guess dad, you know, it's kind of amazing to me is dad was hauling, he's told me this, you know, I remember this stuff, and they was tearing down doing some junk business in Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
And dad was hauling junk back to the junkyard here for dad Floyd.
Yeah.
You know, and they was doing all this. And somehow or another, he stopped in this little town there in Crab Orchard. Of course, there was a little store right beside the cream station
mm-hmm.
where mom was helping my grandmother, too, and I'm sure, you know, during then. And so that's how it's come that daddy met her.
Really? He just happened to stop?
Just happened to stop at this
wow.
store. There was a little store set on the corner there,
yeah.
the cream station was right beside it.
Yeah.
You know, he stopped, I don't know, get something to eat or mm-hmm. whatever, you know. Like I say, he was working back and forth there hauling junk.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's how they met. But, you know, I always thought the love bug must have really bit dad, because when you drive a 32 Ford from Nicholasville to the other side of Crab Orchard, because mm-hmm. they live back up in the hills, on the other side of Crab Orchard or Lincoln County, and on the old road, and you drove that far to date somebody back then.
Meant something,
didn't it? In a 32 Ford, and you know, I'm not sure, but I'd say probably 40, 45 mile an hour was about as fast as
yeah.
one of them things would run, unless somebody had souped it up or something. But, I mean, the old road, you know, you imagine how long that took.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and you go over and on dates and stuff, and you imagine what time dad got home,
sure,
you know, back.
Sure.
Yeah, so I always thought that was, you know, somebody really, I mean, mom must have made a really impression on down him.
He did.
Evidently she did, because, you know, they was married 49 years
Is that right?
when dad passed away in 98.
Now, has he been gone that long?
Yeah, it was 98. It was June of 98.
Don't seem possible.
Yeah.
Now, he married Geneva, you said. Her name was Shelton.
Shelton.
And he got her back here, though.
Oh, yeah.
He brought her out of Crab Orchard to town. And then they decided to have a family. So tell us about you and your sibling.
Yeah. Well, I was born in 50.
Uh-huh.
And, but I was born, I'm not sure we was... I mean, they had a place in Nixville up on High Street, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure why they went back to Crab Orchard to have me. I mean, back
maybe
then.
Maybe her mama was helping her.
Yeah, back the then delivery. They kind of.
Sure.
And I had a real difficult delivery, mm-hmm. Mom did. And I mean, I weighed, almost 12 pounds.
Wow.
So anyway, back in a low shack, or not a shack, but a small, real small place up in the hills, where they was raised in the. So, Mom was instructed not to have any more kids, mm-hmm. because of the difficulty that she had, and so might not be good for her health if she did, mm-hmm. that. But
she did anyway.
10 years later, I've got a brother, Paul.
Yeah. So, it's just you two, right?
It's just us
two. But there's 10 years between
us. There's 10 years between us, yeah. Me and him is pretty close right now, you know.
Right.
When we was at that age,
The older you get, the closer.
I really didn't feel like I had a little brother because, when I was 16, he was 6.
That's right. He was an aggravation.
Yeah, more than anything.
Boy, he was a brother.
So since then, then we both got married and everything.
Yeah.
And so we got really close after that. So
before we do too much more on your dad and even your mom, let's try to go on down the line a little bit and see if we can name the rest of these brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Get how many? I don't know if it's easier for you to do them in line or if it's easier to just do all the boys and all the girls. You tell me how you want.
Well,
to do
it. I can get pretty close to the
all
line,
right.
I guess.
So who would have been next after Chester?
That would have been Helen.
Okay. Did she stay around here?
No, she went to Texas. She moved to Texas.
Moved to Texas.
She got married and moved to Texas.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question before we go any further. Out of 13, how many are still living?
There's 4 passed away, so there's 9.
So really, that's pretty daggone good.
Yeah,
have 9. Okay, and so as we go along here, you tell me which ones have passed. Is Helen still living?
No. She's,
okay, so she's gone passed. And your dad's gone.
Yes.
Then who would have been next?
That would have been Louise Land.
Okay. Yeah. And she's passed.
No, she's still
alive. Oh, she's still living?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Her husband is who I was thinking
of. Her husband,
about.
Yeah.
So, Walter Land. And Louise, of course, has Danny and Doug and Sonia.
Yes.
Land. And she was the second sister then. Who would have been the next one?
Betty Jo, I believe. Betty Jo was.
Okay.
The,
is she still living?
Yes.
All right. So, I'm counting here.
Yeah.
You got Chester, and you got Helen, and then there's Louise next.
Yes.
And then Betty. So we got 4. We got 9 to go.
Yeah.
All right. Who would be next?
I think it goes to the boys then. I think Harold.
Harold. Now, a lot of people in this community knew Harold as much as they did probably your dad, Chester. They seemed to be the two that kind of, in that era, stuck out more than either. Harold, a lot of people may remember, worked for the city of Nixville for years and retired from there as a street supervisor, I think, or maybe he was supervisor over everything at one time,
I think.
Yeah, I
think he was like, at that point when
everything.
He retired, was like city manager.
Yeah, yeah. And Harold, of course, was married to Norma, who was a Fane, spelled hers different than mine. Hers was F-A-Y-N-E, and mine's F-A-I-N. But anyway, that's who he married, and Harold was quite known around the city.
Yes, absolutely.
Had, Shaney Floyd and Terry and who's
Kanya
and Holly. So 4 of them?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So you got Harold. Who would have been? That's 5 kids. We go.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I guess Joyce Denton was in there somewhere in our, I think.
And Joyce, who has passed.
Yeah, she passed.
Son named George, who works at Stratton's and has for years and years and years. All right. Who was the next one? We're almost halfway.
I guess Jimmy.
All right.
I guess he was right in there.
And Jimmy's still living.
Yes, Jimmy's
and
still living.
And did he work in Lexington for a long time?
Yes, he still works.
Still there, okay.
Yeah, he works at a Paul Miller Ford,
guess. Yeah,
he's been there for, he's been ever since I can
long
remember.
Long time, okay.
Yeah, he's been a Ford mechanic for a long time.
All right, that's 7.
And then I guess Billy is in there.
Okay.
Billy Floyd.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Married to Twinkie.
Married
Twinkie Hager.
Yeah. Oh, everybody knows Twinkie.
Everybody knows Twinkie at the county clerk's office. Yes. And, of course, the parents of Neil Floyd, who was one of our ag teachers here at Jessamine County High and has deceased very young, very tragic. But Twinkie and Billy, good people.
Yeah, cancer has doesn't choose.
No, it does not. It does not. So I think that's eight.
Yeah. Then we'll go down to, I guess, Bobby.
Okay.
Bobby Floyd.
All right.
Judy.
And Judy?
Well, Judy was in front of Bobby.
Okay.
Judy,
all right.
Judy passed away.
Right.
Just
not
recently.
Long ago.
Yeah.
That's, not long ago.
Yeah, she had liver, you know,
yeah.
real strange because she never smoked and never drank.
Yeah.
And she had, you know.
Lived on Longview, didn't
yeah,
you? Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Don Hager was her husband.
Yes. Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. That was kind of strange, her having liver disease, but
yeah.
You know, yeah.
There
so,
again,
it doesn't
play
choose,
favorites. Yeah.
No.
That's 9 or 10. I've lost track.
Yeah. And then it would go to Bobby.
Okay.
Floyd. He'd like say he's still around.
Right.
Beatrice Gale. She's
the youngest girl.
She's the youngest girl.
Yeah.
And then there's Ricky.
And Ricky's the youngest boy.
Yeah, Big Rick. We call him Big Rick.
Well, and
he,
you know,
he reminds me of my grandfather.
I just started to say.
He looks just like him.
The pictures I have seen of Bill Floyd, you can tell that Ricky's in that family.
Oh.
Of all of them. And I was looking at this picture that you brought in of Chester. I guess I'm assuming Chester looked like his mother.
Yes.
Yeah, because Ricky is just like size, build, everything. He's kind of dead on.
Oh.
Mr. Bill.
Yeah, Dad looks like. And every time I see him, it reminds me of Dad. Is Jimmy.
Yeah. Yes,
Dad,
he does.
Dad looks like Jimmy.
Him and Jimmy do look a lot
alike.
Yeah.
You know, and Billy kind of looks like closer to Dad. But now Ricky.
Yeah, he looks a lot
alike. He's dead on. Size-wise and all.
Yeah, he is.
Because my grandfather was a big person.
He was. I've seen it. Like I say, I've seen a few pictures of Bill, and he was a portly man, you might say. Wasn't he also on the city council at one time?
He served as a... Way back, there wasn't, and I'm not sure which way this was, but it was either magistrates that covered all of it, and there wasn't any city commissioners, or the city commissioners were not made, but I think it was all magistrates.
But he was on one of those bodies.
Yeah, 36 years.
And it's 36. Yeah. Wow. It seems to me like the picture I saw him with, maybe Woody Groh was probably the mayor then.
Yeah, Woody was the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And him, and I'm trying to think of maybe some of the other people that would have been around there, but 36 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Is that where your dad kind of got the bug?
Yeah,
run?
He always liked the politics part of it. He really enjoyed the. What goes along with politics,
right.
where some people don't, you know. And but he really enjoyed the politics and running. And, of course, it was like a – of course, I mean, if you've been around it for as long as
That's
Dad
right.
had, I mean,
yeah.
it was just kind of part of your life,
right.
being a politician
right.
and running and stuff, you know, so – that's kind of where the bug come in, I guess.
Well, you know, the Floyds, I mean, naming them, have been in this community for a long time and involved in a lot of different things. I think I even remember, now I know Harold, it seems like he ran for office at one time.
For jailer.
Jailer. And then his son, Shaney, also ran.
Ran for jailer.
So there's been several people within this family who have been involved, and it's all come down that bloodline from Bill. Did your dad, I know what he did, other than magistrate, did he have a normal, not a normal job, but did he have like Jimmy's worked at Paul Miller?
Yes.
Did Chester have anything like that?
Yeah, Dad worked at Canada Dry Steelery for...
Down Camp Nelson?
Yes.
Really?
He started work down when all the bottling plant was down at the river. He worked down there. And numbers of years, I'm not sure, a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then when they moved the bottling house up on top of the hill, then he went to work in the warehouses up top, rotating the whiskey barrels around.
Which, folks, you can still see those buildings from the road when you drive right by across the road from the cemetery. It's easy to see up on the hill.
Yeah, and so he went there, and when they sold that out, and they... I don't know whether they sold it out or moved to New York. I don't know which one. But then Dad, you know, how you get severance pay or you know, when they sell a place out. He took that money and started buying these old houses and started remodeling them and renting them. And so that's kind of where he got in that business. And I enjoy doing that myself. Me and my brother, we do that also.
Yeah.
We remodel houses and sell and do that sort of thing.
And of course, your granddad Floyd did that, too.
And Dad Floyd did that, too.
So it's just kind of passed right on down the line.
Yeah, all those houses up to, Walnut Street?
Mm-hmm.
They're on the right, I guess. At one time, he owned all those.
Yeah, behind the church.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what you're talking about?
The old the Jim Larry's pool room. You remember that?
I don't, but I've heard of it. I know who you're talking about.
And then from there on up through there was houses.
Yeah.
And they flowed on to all those up through there, too.
You know, town has changed a lot since you were a young boy and teenager. But in hearing people talk about it and different things, that it's funny how in one county you have normally, you know, you have Nicholasville and you have Wilmore and you have Keene and you have these little communities. And it was amazing, even in Nicholasville, it seemed like there was these little pocket communities. And if you look at that area, going from Maine down Walnut, down Maple, all in there, it was like a little town within itself, almost. Yeah, even though it was only a block off of Maine.
Yeah, it was like a little community.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It was, you know, kind of neat, like I say, that area at that time to look back on it, you know, too. So, yeah.
Well, and you had so much stuff that people wouldn't even think about right now. The picture you were showing me, right on the other side of the junkyard, was a feed store.
Yes.
And then you talk about Mr. Groh, who possibly, you know, had a feed store, was in selling chickens and all. And then you said across the street, there was another little grocery store. Is that right?
Yeah, it was Hager's Grocery.
So just all right there in one, one street within a block. You had all this stuff.
Oh, he had everything, you know, right there in that area.
Right there. And that's not counting what all was up and down Maine.
No.
And other sections of our city either. That was just in that one little section.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this on this program before and how in those days and times you had that many businesses in this community. And they all made it.
Yes.
The only thing I can figure, well, I think there's two reasons. One is the fact that, you know, there was no I-75. If you went south, you had to come right down through our main street on 27 to go to Florida or anywhere like that. But the other was is that people just didn't up and run to Lexington every day.
No. I mean,
that was a special trip. In fact, for some people, it was a special trip to come to Nicholasville.
I remember, when we went to Lexington, that was just a
big thing,
big
wasn't
thing.
It?
I mean, you didn't need to do it very much. Maybe once every 2 months or something like that, you might go to, and that would be just a special occasion.
And that was a big trip.
Your biggest thing was going to Kroger's there. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of crossing some Farmers Bank when Kroger's was there.
Right.
That was a big treat, I guess.
Well, and you know, even myself growing up, when I was young, about the only time I ever remember going to Lexington was to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And you weren't excited to go to the doctor, but my brother and I were excited to know that when we went to the doctor, we got to pick where we ate. Mm-hmm. And you'd always go somewhere up there that we didn't. Lord, we didn't have that in Nicholasville. I never will forget the first time we ever ate at McDonald's up there in Nicksville Road. Thought that was, gosh, we'd done gone to heaven. We were at McDonald's. And those days, and when you talk to young people now about that, they look at you like you've got three heads. They just can't imagine not going to Lexington.
Oh, yeah.
Not only every day, but maybe sometimes two or three times a day.
We always went to Dr. Williams.
Of course, that's right.
He was the Nicholasville doctor. Yeah. I mean, that's who everybody went to.
And everything was here, Charlie. There was really no reason to go to Lexington.
No.
You had it all right here.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. It's an interesting time and interesting days. You know, a funny story I was telling a couple of people that I want to mention in your family, and I knew some of your brothers, your aunts and uncles better than others. Of course, you know, Ricky's still around.
Oh,
I see Gail around. And I don't see Jimmy much, but I actually was clerked the court when your dad was a magistrate. The thing I remember about Chester was very mild-mannered and quiet.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how he was at home. He was in the public. And you know, I don't remember too awful many times that he would ever get really upset in the court meetings. He was pretty even keel and just real pleasant to be around. Funny story about Harold. Of course, every time I think of Harold Floyd, I think of Gambling Boat. But I also think of the Sportsman's Club.
Oh, wow.
Down that used to be in full swing down in the southeastern part or the western part of our county. There was I don't know if you remember this or not.
Crenshaw Lane.
We used to have all the horse shows down there for the Saddle Club, and they had dances down there. And myself and Bill Laney, would go down there and DJ those things. Well, we had a auction on radio for the Cancer Society, and we had called I'd called some country music artists to maybe donate some signed records or things like that. Well, I got a hold of the manager for Ronnie Millsap and asked about that, and they said, well, we're actually going to send you, if you know, Ronnie Millsap, for those that know, was blind and he wore sunglasses, much like Ray Charles. They were going to send a pair of his sunglasses, which I thought was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, when we got the box in, it was a full show outfit that he actually wore on stage. It was bright yellow. It had sequins and mirrors. It was the wildest looking thing you ever saw. Well, actually, we sold that thing to the Sportsman's Club, and Harold was in on buying that. And the reason he did was Bill and myself would wear it while we were DJing.
Yeah.
And we'd come out, and the lights would be flashing and the spinning ball, and we'd just be glittering everywhere. But Harold was in on that.
Yeah.
The other thing I remember about him was his ability, his amazing ability, and some people don't like this, but I love it, is the way he could cook turtle.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, was your whole family cooks like that?
My grandfather was one of, make a short story.
Yeah.
I used to go, like I say, I went on Saturday mornings. And during the winter and during fur season, because my grandfather, people brought furs in, hides.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And back then, that was a big thing, you know. And people made money. I mean, mm-hmm. that's part of their money that they earned by mm-hmm. selling it. Trapping and
right.
furring. But they would bring the hides in to Dad Floyd and Green. They wouldn't have them on boards or nothing. And so my job was, for a nickel apiece, I stretched them on boards.
Really?
Upstairs in that building, that picture
yeah.
I showed you.
Yeah.
And he would give me a nickel for every one I'd done. And so that was one of my jobs on Saturday morning.
Wow.
But when they dried, then he sold them to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He shipped them to New York out of down here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, another way to make some money, you know, and back then. We would always, so at dinner on Saturdays, close the junkyard down.
Yeah.
And we would all load up in an old truck of his and go. He had a camp then at the end of Sufferwell, down to what they call River Road.
Yeah.
And he had a camp right there beside Everett Woodard. Everett Woodard had a camp right there.
Yeah.
And he invite all week long, you know, come on down. And we would run trot lines and catch all these fish.
Yeah.
And he'd have, of course, like I say, Harold and them would have, Dad and them would have turtles, you know.
Right, right.
But anyway, we would have every Saturday night dinner on the bar, this old rock bar there.
Yeah.
We'd have office fish fry and turtle fry there.
And everybody in the world would show up.
Yeah, I mean, and it would be a...
Yeah. And that's community. And that's the community that I think... It's a shame we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's places in this country that are small enough that do, but we've gotten to the point.
Yeah.
And we're so daggone busy and so much stuff going on. But, boy, wouldn't it be cool to go back to those days just for that.
And, you know, I remember this because, you know, I was up in my teens mm-hmm. and stuff, so mm-hmm. I remember. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the one thing about all of that is I always remembered there never was any trouble.
Yeah.
When he done it. And he done this every week.
Right,
every Saturday.
Right.
I mean, this was just a thing in the summer.
Yeah.
But there never was. Everybody was friendly. And everybody,
sure.
It was just a great time for.
Sure. Right.
Everybody enjoyed it. And,
yeah.
and it was it was pretty neat. Like I say, they don't do it no more.
No.
You know, they don't have any things like. But he would just invite people all week long. I mean, you come in, you brought something in. You know, if they bought from you, or a mm-hmm, car, mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm frying some fish, you know, down the bar, you know, Saturday night. And
that's pretty amazing.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah. Your mom and dad, of course, you said Chester died in 98. Yes. When do we lose Miss Geneva?
2004.
What would be a word you'd describe Chester as his son?
Well, he was caring, and he always taught me and Paul to be respectful of other people, mm-hmm. be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look back at that now going like, you know, I'm sure glad he was the way he was because that's the way you need to treat people.
Sure.
And you need to be honest. And he instilled that in me and Paul. And,
right.
You know, it's a good thing to have
sure
as a parent that,
sure it is.
That leads you in that direction
sure
and
it
stuff.
Is.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, but I always just thought Dad was caring.
Yeah. What about your mom?
she was the same. Mama was sweet as she could be. And,
yeah.
And she was the same way as you. You know, you treat everybody the same,
mm-hmm.
where they have or where they have not.
Mm-hmm.
You treat them the same,
yeah.
because you was just being blessed,
yeah.
to have what you have. You know, you might not have a lot.
You're right, but right.
But you have food and you
That's
have clothes.
Right. That's right.
And a place to sleep. And Mom always taught me and Paul that, you know, be blessed,
yeah.
by having that. You always want more when you're real younger, you know, you always
sure.
want. But Mom always taught us, you know, to be blessed in what we have and be content in what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if things are provided for us, then that's just by grace.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that. And I'm very fortunate to have
Good
two
things.
Parents like I
That's
have.
That's right.
I'm blessed.
They were meant to be together.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, there was two good ones that got together. Well,
yeah.
thank goodness he made those trips to Crab Orchard.
Oh, absolutely.
For your sake.
Me and Paul's sake, yeah, absolutely.
Well, our time, believe it or not, is passed. But I tell you what, this is one of those families that, you know, just by sheer numbers, have been a big factor in our community and the past and where it is now. Because, you know, you got 13 kids and a fella and his wife who are well-known and participate in the community in different ways. I mean, we go down through there and list a lot of different ways that all these people participated from being involved in government in different ways. You know, Chester in the legislative part and Harold in making sure the city ran right, and now his kids are doing that. And then you look at the rest of the kids and the contributions that they make to our community. And so we just appreciate the Floyd family and what they have done and what they continue to do for us, too. And I appreciate you coming in and talking about it.
Oh, enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. My thanks to Charlie Floyd for coming in this morning and sharing information about his family. And I appreciate you coming in, too, every Saturday morning for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Don't forget my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8 right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.